Ah, if I'd have just called the last time Carney was talking about this. Hopefully this will be the last time. Call now and refinance. Lower your monthly payments. Get some cash back out of your house. Shorten the term of your loan. So many different advantages, but it all starts with a phone call from you to Stuart at no cost. The Bega loan has zero closing costs. 314-324-4440 or online at stuartsamc.com.
American Mortgage Corporation, number 226715. NMLS, number 2675699.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, once you hit 45, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it a lot harder to feel like the man you used to be. But now, there's a really easy way to get your mojo back again. Just ask all-star slugger Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt.
You want to get back into shape? Do what I did. Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word EXTRA to 42424, and we'll give you a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix. It's just that easy. The unique Nugenix formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Get a complimentary bottle by texting EXTRA to 42424. Samples are not available in stores, so text EXTRA to 42424.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone and text us right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by texting NIGHT to 642-642. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, text NIGHT to 642-642. Again, text NIGHT to 642-642.
Altair Travel and Cruises in Brentwood, owned by Pat Blassie and her staff, will make sure your next vacation comes off without a hitch. Whether it's pricing, whether it's places, accommodations, Altair Travel and Cruises knows how to navigate all the pitfalls of traveling in the 21st century. We've been on numerous trips with Altair Travel and Cruises. The pricing and the atmosphere and the customer service, second to none. For your next trip, let Altair Travel and Cruises help you out. AltairTravel.com.
What makes a Pella window a Pella window? Testing designs in wind-driven rain while offering distinctive looks. Testing beyond standards with style beyond the ordinary. Pella windows and doors. Perfectly beautiful.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
On this side of the law, on that side of the law, who is right,
have to start over.
Who is wrong,
I was talking to Scott, and I didn't get a chance to harmonize.
All right.
So we have to start over. And it's that other out.
On this side of the law, on that side of the law, who is right, who is wrong, who is for and who's against the law. Well, you see, I didn't
it's
really
Thursday,
mean you
and the phones are already lighting up, but there are plenty of lines open. If you call right now, right
when
now,
the land won't give
you'll
a
get
lot.
An opportunity
you do with what you got.
To speak to and attorney at law Scott Sherman. Let me give you the numbers. Well, from most cell phones, it's star KTRS, which is star 5877. From other phones, 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. And Scott Sherman, we're going to let him be brought to you by Pistols Plus in Osage Beach, Missouri, because he doesn't have a sponsor, and we don't have an outdoor segment. So we'll put the outdoor segment sponsor with a guy who doesn't have a sponsor, and that is Pistols Plus. And I will be in there this weekend, and I will be in there the next weekend. And maybe I'll run into you. This is a terrific family business. I've been going there for 20 years.
Oh, what?
Handguns, long guns, archery, whole archery department, archery range, handgun range. And just a terrific family business that is about 10 times bigger than it looks like from the outside. Pistols Plus. Their website is pistolsplusguns.net. You can find all that on the Franco Pinion and his sponsors. You'll find Pistols Plus. I think it's pretty well known. I'm a big gun guy. I like guns. I think in the right hands, they're a good thing. And you're going to like Pistols Plus, kind of catty-cornered across from Staples in Osage Beach. It gives me great pleasure to introduce Scott Sherman.
Hello, Scott.
Hi, Frank.
Now, the way we like to do this is if I can get one bit of business out of the way, we can open it. I mean, open the big double door floodgates and take more calls, and we'll have to take one break. So I'm going to do that, and that's going to be for Amini's. Amini's is in Chesterfield Valley. I can't imagine that people don't know that by now, and I can't imagine you don't know it has a copper top. And for you copper thieves, it's not real copper, okay? I just feel like maybe I should say that, because I feel bad if you're stupid enough to get up there and try to steal the top.
Good luck, anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Taking the top off Amini's, that's going to be quite a project. But there's some stupid people in the world. You never know. They may try that. But that's not who we're talking to anyway. We're not talking to people that stupid. We're talking to people who appreciate fine things. Because Amini's only sells fine things. Whether it's a vintage pinball machine to the latest, greatest LED state-of-the-art pinball machine to jukeboxes, shuffleboard tables, arcade games, home theater furniture, you know, those real comfortable things, and you turn your room into your house into a home theater, that furniture, to lighting upstairs in the Jaffe Lighting Department, area rugs. I think it's saying Oriental rug is still okay. I think you're not supposed to go, hey, he looks Oriental. For some reason, one day that...
Things can be, but people cannot. Yeah,
one day that just... I don't know who did that, but one day, whoever that person is that takes the fun out of everything said, that's no longer acceptable. The same person that said, they're not stewardesses, they're flight attendants. Those people. So... handmade rugs, and I think you can say Oriental rugs, plenty of them, more of them than you probably have ever seen anywhere, as well as machine-made rugs. You can spend hundreds or you can spend tens of thousands, and that goes for several items in the store. The one thing they do not deal in at Amini's is junk. They sell no junk. Remember that? We will sell no wine before it's time. Remember who that was that did those commercials?
Is it Bartles and James?
No. Bartles and James, those two knuckleheads that cranberry guy stole the Bartles and James commercial. Same idea. We will sell no wine before it's time.
Oh, I don't remember.
Orson Welles. Orson Welles, and it was for...
Palmasan or Ernest and Julio?
I think it's Palmasan.
Palmasan.
We will sell no wine. I don't have a deep... Dan, you do it.
We will sell no wine before it's time.
Well, that's closer. Yeah. That's closer than I could get.
Lost Barney Fife, got Orson Welles.
Amini's, they will sell no items if they are junk.
They will sell
I don't need that. I just... I didn't ask for you. Forget it. Amini's, Aminis. I really would appreciate it, especially in these last, in my last days. I'd appreciate it if you go in there and tell them your AM and the PM, because that may determine whether or not they follow us. They really may. Aminis, in the heart of Chesterfield Valley, Aminis.com. Here we go. The lines are lit. People are waiting. They need help. And Scott Sherman just may be the guy who can help them, or at least he knows somebody who can. We'll start with Bob. Bob, say hello to Scott Sherman.
AM and PM and all that.
Thank you. You know, the O got cut off, and it sounded like you said, hell, AM and the PM and all that.
I never cursed in my life.
We know you would not have said hell. It was hello, but the O got cut off. What do you have for Scott?
I have what I hope is a general question. I have a gentleman that works for me for a long time. He is just a fabulous person, but he's going through a divorce right now. And every time he turns around, he gets his knees knocked out from underneath him. And I'm getting to feel it that the attorney that is taking care of him, he's not doing all that much good for him at all. Is there any way that a person can check to see I mean, it's kind of hard to do a second opinion. Excuse upon their opinion.
Sorry, no problem.
Yeah, okay. It's hard to afford a second opinion with an attorney because he'd have to go through the last year and a half or 2 years of paperwork. But this guy is the nicest guy in the world, and he's just getting slaughtered.
Now, before, what is your actual question? Is there any way to what?
Do a second opinion.
Go ahead. To what?
A second opinion, or can we check in on attorneys to see if anyone else is, say, like a Better Business Bureau for attorneys or anything?
Great
like
question.
All right, that I can't answer because I'm not in that circle, but Scott can. How does he check on this attorney for this guy?
Well, first I want to dispel the notion that you can't have a second opinion that's going to break this guy's bank. A very good domestic relations lawyer, which is this field of divorce law, would be happy to sit down and talk generally about the nature of what's going on in his case, mm-hmm. but not get involved in it so that it became an interference with the relationship between your friend and his current lawyer. So okay. I've got a couple of names of people that would sit down and not charge to talk. Hey, I've okay. got this going on, and this is what's going on. Without me telling you who the lawyer is, does this sound right? Nothing mm-hmm. nothing wrong with doing that, number one. Mm-hmm. Number two,
okay.
great question on checking about the lawyers. The Missouri Bar is a very good website, and you can check with that particular lawyer on the Missouri Bar or Illinois. Mm-hmm. The Illinois the ARDC, even though there's no I in it, that's the governing body for lawyers in Illinois. And check and see if there's been any actions against that lawyer, any bar complaints, like you said, Better Business Bureau. Mm-hmm. There's a lot more teeth in bar complaints than there is in the Better Business Bureau. So I would check that.
And if I could add something, even though there may not be any complaints, mm-hmm. this guy, that just may be the way he does business. Drag things out as long as he can, get as much money as he can. And what Scott said about a second opinion, I don't think it would cost this employee of yours that much money if he can bring with him the most pertinent parts of all this and say,
okay.
do you think everything's being done for me that can be done for me? And that can't be that expensive.
No. Okay.
And Frank also jogs my memory about making sure that I say this, not just to you and your friend, but to everybody. You're the boss of your lawyer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're not the dog. You're the master.
But you know what, Scott? People are afraid
and,
of attorneys.
And they get in deep, and they get in expensive, and they start worrying about this person really knows. If you're not happy with the way that lawyer is handling your case or talks to you or communicates, you mm-hmm. have every right to fire them. You might have to start over or pay somebody else. But don't be afraid, whether it's your friend, to call them and say, hey, I don't like the way you talk to me. Can we sit down and have a meeting about the communication skills? I can say this about myself. I try the best I can to treat everybody I have with respect and to talk mm-hmm. to them as often as they would like. Sometimes that doesn't work out in the sense that they don't get it. But some lawyers are just jerks. And they're just con artists, and they're just fools.
Bob, the one thing you said about your employee, you said he is the nicest guy.
Yeah.
To me, that says this is a guy who's intimidated by an attorney who would never say to an attorney, I just don't think you're working for me as hard as you should be or doing the right things for me. Most people would never do that because you know what they're afraid they're going to hear from the attorney? Oh, really? Are you an attorney? That's what they're afraid of. I've yeah. never been afraid of anybody. I've never been afraid of an employer. I've never been afraid of an attorney or a doctor. And I've never been afraid to say, I said to a doctor recently, I'm never coming back to this clinic again. And he said, why? I said, because I don't like you. I don't like anything about this clinic. I don't like the waiting line. I don't like the short time you spend with people and the long amount of time you make them wait. I'm never coming back because I don't like you. They're not used to that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But they should be, and they, okay. especially when they deserve it. So he needs to get some stones and, first of all, say, I'm not comfortable. There's mm-hmm. something about working with you. I don't feel like I'm in great hands.
Yeah. And you're acting in my best interest.
And two real quick things. One, it might be the other attorney or his soon-to-be ex-wife, but the communication isn't there. At the very least, your friend's lawyer is not communicating what's going on to his satisfaction, and that mm-hmm. needs to be addressed, and it either needs to be corrected or you need to be replaced. And number two,
okay.
I forgot. So there you go.
How do you, what's the website for the bar?
The other is if you want the name of somebody or a couple other people, shoot me an email and I'll give you the names of some very good domestic lawyers who have helped a lot of people, not just on this program but around town, that do it the right way. And maybe your friend might want to consult with them.
Bob, do you have Scott's email address?
You know what? You've repeated that so many times, and I probably don't remember correctly, but I'll get it. I'll get it, and I'll give it to my the gentleman that works with me.
All right, it's at frankopinion.com, top of the sponsor page. Okay,
there you go.
And good luck, and good for you for caring about your employee. He obviously is a great employee, and good for you for picking up where he doesn't seem to be able to. Good for you.
Well thank you, and Frank, we're gonna miss you, man.
Well, no, you're not gonna miss me. You're gonna miss me here.
Yes. Okay, good. Okay. We'll follow you.
All right. Thank you, Bob. I appreciate it.
Bye.
Yeah, it is true. People are scared of doctors, and they're scared of attorneys. Scott's right. They're working for you. And some of them forget that.
That's right.
They know that they know things you don't know. So you don't know that it shouldn't have taken them 3 hours to dictate those notes, send those letters, or 6 hours or 8 hours. You need to make them aware that you're paying attention. Let's talk to Terry. Terry, say hello to Scott Sherman.
Hi, Scott. Hi,
Hi
Frank.
Terry. Hello, Terry.
An AM and a PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
My question is about my husband. My husband had a knee revision last December, and he had to have that because 5 years earlier he had a knee replacement, and it literally broke. We can't get a lawyer to talk to us, and all we're trying to do is get the money back for the surgery, the second surgery.
When was that? When was it discovered that that knee replacement hardware broke?
Well,
you mean when, in terms of how long after the surgery?
How long ago? Yeah, from this point today, how long ago was it that it was discovered that that hardware had failed?
Oh, now it's probably been, let's see, about
say 2 years.
10 months.
That's not long.
Good.
Okay, how long after the surgery did you discover?
It was probably about 4.5 to 5 years.
Illinois or Missouri?
Missouri.
Okay. I'll get you somebody to talk to. I'll find you and put you in touch with about the best products liability lawyers in this region. And they're also very good medical malpractice attorneys. They will do what they're supposed to do, which is sit down with you and explain
sit down with you.
Sit you down sounds very aggressive.
Yeah, it does.
It does. I would be afraid of that. But they will not do that.
Terry, you have Scott's email address?
I will get it off your website, too.
All right, thank you.
Send me that, and I'll send you that information before tomorrow morning if you get it to me tonight.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Terry, thank you. Thanks for listening.
Uh-huh.
And then just a shout out to anyone who has any one of these issues with replacement hardware or any kind of surgical complication. There's so many things on the late night TV, these come on advertisements.
Ignore those.
Ignore everything except the fact that there are class action suit possibilities, and either go to your private attorney and ask that person who they recommend, or if you're interested in finding some people that might talk to you, I'd be honored for you to contact me. But that most of those folks at Advertise, they're out of town, and all they are is a fishing expedition to refer you out to other people.
The other thing most people don't understand is when you see a TV spot, if you've been hurt, if you had a mesh implant and you've experienced, call this number. If there's a class action suit and they win, you'll get a check for about $8.16 because they're representing 19,000 people. File your own suit against whoever did it wrong. Let's go. Wow, here's a name you don't hear every day. I hope I get this right. Is it Adara?
Andrea.
Oh, no. Dan says it's A-D-E-R-A. Adara. That's how Dan says it.
I'll be Adara just for you, Frank.
No, I want you to be Andrea. Andrea, say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hi, Scott Sherman. I am in the pants.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
What do you have for Scott?
Yeah, Adara. I've never even heard that name before.
No, nobody has.
I lost my husband. Well, I didn't lose him. He passed away about 5 years ago. I finally sold the big house, tried to get rid of as much treasures as I could emotionally
Can I ask you how old he was?
68.
Too young.
Yes, he had dementia.
Yeah, too bad. I'm sorry.
Yeah, thank you. Anyway.
Give it to her.
But anyway.
No, being a widow does not excuse you from the anyway. Okay.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
I hired a moving and storage company. I bought a villa that's about 1.8 miles from my house. And I knew I was bringing a lot of things with me. They said, oh, my God, we have to have two moving vans and three guys. And I do believe in three guys. I just think it's a lot more effective. But we ended up with four guys. And one of the fellows come in and goes, we'll never have this ready in 2 days. As it turns out, he had to come back the next day, and he packed all day. Okay, I get it. The guy who gave me the estimate came in and said, I misquoted this quote. I didn't know you were taking the things from the lower level.
Well, you think you're moving, but you're keeping the basement?
Well, I had full intentions of selling most of the things, and time got away from me.
Yeah.
So I was going to get rid of a lot, but it was a very emotional thing, and I didn't. So he added about $3,000 onto the initial at 1.8 miles from here.
Let me ask you a question. What was the original, before the addition of the $3,000, how much was it?
About four.
Yeah, that sounds ridiculous to almost double it.
I know.
Yeah, over some extra.
Well,
it sounds high to begin with.
Yes, of course, I don't know how much stuff you're talking about in the lower level.
Well,
either.
And let me say, before there was a new owner, I used this company before, and it was less than $1,000.
Okay, so that we get to other people here, what is the question you have for Scott?
My question is, as they're putting stuff in my new villa, a gentleman I had never seen before in my life walks in and said, I had both of these trucks weighed, and you're going to owe us about $2,500 more.
No.
No.
And right, I said...
Andrea, no, what did you agree to pay them before that gentleman did whatever he did?
It was probably close to seven. And I said to this guy...
You haven't paid them the extra.
Oh, cashier's check. I had
for how much?
Pardon me?
Well, how much did you give him in a cashier's check?
About, what he asked for, 25, 26, whatever it was.
All right, so total you've paid him is how much?
$10,000?
Over $8,000.
Yeah, these people
but
are...
Pardon me?
Go ahead.
But my question is, they get you at such a disadvantage because already...
That's not really a question.
Andrea, how big's your house? How many square feet was the house you moved out of?
With the lower level, about 5,000.
Okay, with the lower level. Boy, this sounds really excessive to me. It's not a match, and it's not some 12,000 square. Go ahead, Scott.
Okay. Unfortunately, they marked you pretty good on this. I think you definitely should not pay them any more money if they're claiming it, not one more cent.
Oh, no, it's over with. Okay. I've paid them, over $8,000.
Do you think you're owed money back?
Pardon me?
You think you got conned out of some money?
I do.
Okay.
They sent me a check for like $148, and I called them and said, there's a mistake here. You've missed the number before the 128 or after the 128.
Andrea, I can tell you this. If you'll give me an email, I'll put you in touch with a consumer lawyer that I know that likes to go after unscrupulous businesses for doing things that sound like what was done to you.
Two grieving widows.
Yes, and you are quite a mark, and I wish that you would have contacted us before you even took on this project, because I would have told you to fire them and hire another mover, because I think you got taken.
And Andrew, we are out really moved to other people here, but do you have Scott's email address?
I will get it. It's not a problem.
All right, great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good luck to you.
Bye. Yeah.
She's a little slow talker, and we had to just kind of move along here. Let's take, yeah, and you know what? These people know when a woman is grieving and she's a widow and she's an easy mark. There are people out there that's their target.
I weighed the truck.
No, I've never heard of such crap.
Never.
Yeah. What, are they going down the interstate, pull up the weigh station with her stuff, and they were overweight? That's ridiculous.
That's right.
Gary, say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hello, Scott.
Hi, Gary.
I am AM in the PM.
There you go. Thank you. Hallelujah.
I live in a rural area outside of St. Louis County, and I had a neighbor who is a amateur radio individual of some sort, and he put up a couple of antennas on his property, and one of the antennas, he put an anchor on my property. He came across probably 3 to 5 feet onto my property, and he didn't even ask me about it.
Mm-hmm. This is exactly the same scenario. Have you called before? Because
we had the same thing.
It was a guide wire. For the tower on the guy's property. This is an easy one. If it's on your property, and then Scott can speak, in what form have you told him, hey, I don't like that you put this on my property? How have you told
him? Well, I haven't confronted him, but a family member told me that I might want to contact an attorney and get a document to prevent him from claiming possession of this if he, quote-unquote, maintains this little area around his anchor for a period of time. He might be able to claim this section of property that belongs to me.
Only if he's maintained it for a certain amount of time, like 10 years. Scott, what's the time frame?
You're exactly right. 10 years, adverse possession.
No.
Before you get to that, and maybe included in your attorney letter, since you don't really feel like confronting this person, I don't blame you. Have your lawyer or whoever lawyer you retain get this thing out of there. He's trespassing. Or you'll go about the business of getting triple damages, plus your attorney's fees for the trespass, and it's coming down.
And you're getting a pair of bolt cutters, and that tower's going to fall because you're cutting that support on your property down.
That's a thing, too.
That idea has crossed my mind also.
But you can't do it unless you've given him a chance, and you haven't actually even confronted him.
I have not. I'm trying to be a good neighbor.
Don't. He's not a good neighbor. Don't. Okay, already not a good neighbor. You go to him and go, look, you got three choices. Here they are. And the third one's bolt cutters, and that thing's going to fall. What do you want to do?
This is the first time this has occurred, and I've been neighbors with them for 9-10 years.
Well,
and I find it rather odd that he would have done something like this without even consulting me.
I don't, and I'll tell you why. He read you. You're a nice guy. And he read you. You're never going to make a stink, and you haven't. How long has this thing been up? How long has it been in the ground?
Less than a year.
But how much less than a year? 10 months?
I want to say it was fall of last year.
Yeah, well, we're almost the fall of this year. You should have gone 30 days later, a week later, and said, what's this crap in my yard?
Well, one of the other things that was brought up was that I should charge him rent.
That's an option. If he wants to lease that little piece of ground, that's an option. And give him that option. Sorry, Scott. You know what? I feel sometimes like I'm actually an assistant attorney. You can finish this.
This is very good advice. I want to make sure one thing. Have you had your property line... have you had a surveyor do a property boundary survey?
Yeah, you got to actually first make sure you own the property.
Well, we purchased the property about 9 years ago, and when I fenced it off because my wife had had horses.
Okay, but the question is, do you have the survey?
I've got it somewhere. Yes, I've seen it, but I've offset the fence by about 5 or 6 feet off of the property line. That way I could mow the exterior of the property and not trespass on somebody else's property to keep my fence line clear.
Right.
So I scooted the fence line in off the property line so I'd have access around the outside edge of the fence.
Right. The only reason I'm jumping in here is because sometimes I speak a little quicker than Scott. He takes a little more time, but he'll correct me if I'm wrong. the first order of business, one, make sure it's your property. Second order of business, give the guy a chance to remove it. You've never even confronted him yet. And then if he wants to be an a-hole about it, then you give him his three options after you've spoken with an attorney. Do you have Scott's email address?
I can get it at your website.
Frank Opinion, not KTR, it's frankopinion.com under sponsors, even though he's not a sponsor. It's right there at the top. Okay? All right?
Yep. Good luck.
All right, good luck, Gary.
Thank you.
Thank you. You know what? Bad people can read nice people. They can't.
That's right.
They're prey. It's like, you know,
there is predatory behavior, and it goes on a lot between people in an intimate relationship, and it goes on a lot with neighbors, and it always comes up when the predator wants something from the other person.
Right. All right. We're going to take a break, do a little business, 4 or 5 minutes. We'll be back. We'll wrap it up, go to the top of the hour, and give you more time with Scott Sherman. And here are a couple other people. Speaking of, in your life, you're probably going to need at some point an attorney. You're going to need a title company, a mortgage company. You need a doctor, you need a dentist, and on and on and on. And if you are smart enough to accumulate, fortunate enough, work hard enough, let's put it that way, work hard enough to accumulate $25,000 or more, it wouldn't be a bad idea to get some financial advice. You can actually get it from some people if you have less money than that. Some people it's more. Some people require $1 million before they'll talk to you. Frankly, I'm surprised Mark and Jason don't just deal with people who have $100,000 or more, because they have multi-million dollar clients. But they also have lots of clients who have the minimum $25,000, and I think it's smart, because they know that if they work for you and work hard for you, maybe you'll become one of those very wealthy clients. Could happen. No promises, no guarantees. You can't do this line of work. Our suggestion is you set up a complimentary meeting with Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. Mark and Jason, they work with Stiefel Nicholas. They've been with them many, many, many years. Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and the NYSE. And the meeting is one that you will have to set up. They're not going to call and bother you. It's complimentary. It is, you know, and when you walk into the meeting, here's what I do. I go, hey, Mark, nice shoes. Jason, nice shirt. Complimentary. And then it's officially a compliment. No, there's no charge. There's no obligation. You don't have to sign anything or commit to anything. But wouldn't it be interesting to see what they have to say about what you're doing with your $25,000 or more, even if you already have a financial advisor? And if you're going to think about retiring or changing jobs, my goodness, it's important to have somebody who knows about this stuff. It'll keep you from making a mistake when you're moving your retirement money. Here's the website. I know you know it. MarkandJason.com.
Meet me.
Get a look at traffic right now with Tim Weiland.
Just got word of an accident on northbound Highway 55 north of McNutt, and traffic is definitely slowing down there. Looks like we may have an incident on westbound Highway 40. A little bit west of Chesterfield Parkway West, because it has traffic pretty much stop and go from Timberlake Manor. Now, westbound 40 back towards St. Louis is really running slow now from Vandeventer out through McCausland. Eastbound 270, that's east to McDonald through New Florissant. We have that earlier incident that's been cleared out between 141 and Antire Road on 44 westbound, but traffic is still running slow from the Merrimack River Bridge. You've got an accident. It was an overturned vehicle on eastbound Highway 44 in St. Clair at Highway 30. Looks like we've got about a 2 mile backup there. Northbound Highway 270, an incident north of Ladue has you jammed back to the Clayton Road overpass. This traffic report is brought to you by Boost Mobile. Switch to Boost and get two lines with 3 gigs of 4G LTE data per line for only $50. Plus, get up to 2 free LGX power phones. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
We still believe in laying out the story and all the facts and then letting our listeners decide for themselves.
Kent Martin, KTRS News Director.
We're not commentators. We try to present both sides of an issue because that's what our listeners want. They want the facts so they can make up their own minds. And that's our goal every day.
KTRS News. Real news. Never fake. Depend on it.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
What could be worse than thinking about your own death? Seeing what could happen to your family if you died without life insurance. Last year, my best friend's husband died at 41 and left her with a big mortgage and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. I saw how she struggled to keep everything together for her kids. It was devastating. I thought, what if something happened to my husband or to me? How could either of us protect our home and family without life insurance? So I called AIG Direct and got a quote. I was surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Now I don't have to think about what could happen anymore.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes and you could save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-300-1497. That's 1-800-300-1497. 1-800-300-1497.
Hi, this is Scott Mosby, and you're listening to Design Time with Mosby Building Arts. I'm here with Jake Spurgeon, a designer with Mosby Building Arts. What's the difference between a kitchen company and a full-service design firm?
Typically, some of the big differences are that a kitchen and bath firm, per se, that's kind of their specialty. They just kind of look at kitchens and bathrooms. Typically, those type of companies are going to have subcontracted installation. The electrician and the plumber and all these different trades or floor layers are going to come in separately. And it's that kitchen and bath firm's responsibility to try to, you know, juggle those individuals. Well, at Mosby, having all those trades in-house where we can take care of that scheduling, it's not the responsibility of the homeowner. It really allows us to make a seamless transition from conceptual phase to completion.
Thanks for tuning into Design Time with Mosby Building Arts. Please visit callmosby.com to schedule your appointment today.
Acme Home Insurance.
Yes, I'd like to make a claim.
What are you wanting to claim, sir?
My air conditioner broke down.
Sorry, but your home insurance doesn't cover air conditioner breakdowns.
So what do you cover?
Home damage from things like earthquakes, volcanoes, a zombie apocalypse.
A zombie apocalypse? But that'll never happen.
But if it did, you'd be covered, sir.
But not my air conditioner?
I'm afraid not.
But his air conditioner could have been covered with a home warranty from American Home Shield, plus major components of 20 other home systems and appliances, like his electrical system, plumbing, refrigerator, and more. For valuable free information, call 1-800-400-3230. Homeowners insurance can cover what might happen. But a home warranty helps cover what will happen.
Now the dryer won't work.
Be sure with the Shield. American Home Shield. For valuable free information, call 1-800-400-3230. That's 1-800-400-3230. 1-800-400-3230.
Listen up, golfers. Riverside Golf Club offers you a great location, the best value, and wonderful course conditions. You'll find this little gem just a short drive west of 270 and 44. At Riverside, we not only have the most enjoyable 18-hole golf course, we also have the best par 3 course in town. All this at the best value in the area, no matter when you choose to enjoy a round of golf at Riverside. Want specials? Play 9 holes with cart for just $15 on weekdays, 18 holes with cart just $20 Monday through Friday. And on weekends, it's just $20 for 9, $25 for 18 holes, and after 2 o'clock on weekends, twilight rates are again $15 and $20 with cart. Oh, and we also have new golf carts and improved cart paths. To book your tee times at Riverside, call 636-343-6333 or book it online at riversidegolf.net. Riverside Golf Club, where friends and families come together.
Better sleep makes you better at work, play, and school. Purchase a select Beautyrest mattress at the Beautyrest Back to School Savings Event and make your bed a smart bed for just $99 with a Beautyrest Sleep Tracker Monitor. It's designed to help you monitor your sleep, understand your sleep, and fix your sleep. Beautyrest Back to School Savings. Find a retailer at beautyrestretailers.com. Get your Beautyrest at Kloss Furniture in O'Fallon or Mattress Market in Troy.
Medical alert. Recent studies have linked the commercial herbicide Roundup with a significant increase in non-Hodgkin lymphoma. If you or a loved one were exposed to Roundup at work and then developed non-Hodgkin lymphoma, you may be entitled to financial compensation and you have the right to take action. Call the Levin Papantonio Law Firm, Pensacola, Florida, toll-free for a free consultation at 800-340-6621. Don't delay. Call today. That's 800-340-6621. Non-attorney spokesperson.
When you've had a morning before your morning, let Taco Bell make you a breakfast crunch wrap with eggs, bacon, melty cheddar cheese, and hash brown, all wrapped in a warm tortilla.
All right. But Scott Sherman did not leave during the commercial breaks. He's still here. So
it's not September 14th.
Oh, that's a good point. And when he walks out that day, looks like that's it. Let's go to Chuck. Chuck, say hi to Scott Sherman.
Well, hi, Scott. Hi, Frank.
Chuck.
Hi, Chuck.
What do you
have? Frank knows me. I'm a grouchy old man like him. But I've got a lot.
Well, I know a lot. I've known a lot of people in my life named Chuck.
I'm the guy.
Is this the last name start with a D?
Yeah, that's the
okay.
One.
I got you.
A lot.
I got you. You're another like me, failed actor. Well, not failed. Just finally realized we're never going to be George Clooney. What do you got for Scott? What do you got?
Okay, so I have a lovely daughter, too nice, and I feel like she's being taken advantage of. So, what's your opinion, Scott? She teaches autistic kids, and she's great at it. But her prior job, she was, we all think, very undercompensated. So as her contract ran out, as we said, well, why don't you look for a new job? She found one that pays almost twice as much. But at the end of her contract, the old company was pushing her to sign a new contract. Here's the question. She was scheduled to receive a bonus, and she had fulfilled all the requirements to receive the bonus. But unfortunately, she gave her notice on Wednesday. They handed out bonus checks on Friday. And she was not, quote, in good standing, which is one of the conditions. So she did not receive a bonus.
Was she also no longer unemployed, no longer employed there by Friday?
No, she had turned in her notice. Friday was the end of the contract period, and they had a two-week layover before the following year began.
I'll turn it over to Scott, but if Friday was the end of the contract period and she fulfilled that, I think she's got a bonus coming. Scott, it's all yours.
Yeah, I hate to give a lawyer's answer, but it depends on what the term of it is. But if she did everything on her side of the bargain and fulfilled all of those conditions, then she should then get that bonus because she earned it. You know, if I tell you to do 20 jumping jacks and run around the block three times and stand on your head for 50 seconds and you do all that, and I say, well, you know, but you did not turn your notice in, you've already done all this stuff. I think I owe you the money.
You know what this is kind of like? Not exactly, but kind of, Chuck. I'm leaving here the 14th. But when I leave, there will there commercials that I will have done through the 14th, I guarantee you I will get paid for them when the money comes in. If I don't, all hell breaks loose. I don't care if they don't come in for 6 months. If it's work that I did and the check comes in 6 months later, I will get that money or this place disintegrates. So it seems to me that it's kind of similar. She did the work. She earned the bonus. She should get the bonus.
I agree. Chuck, get her to have a copy of that contract together.
Okay.
And if she wants that reviewed by my employment law contracts guru, it might cost her a couple of $100, but I think it'd be worth it.
Okay. Well, the bonus is only going to be about $500 to $800.
That's a lot for a girl. Young. How old is she?
Oh, she's 25 years old.
That's a lot of money.
I'll tell you what. Sure. I'll make my guy do it for $75.
No, seriously, he's not kidding. You know how to get a hold of Scott?
Oh, yeah. I sure do.
Let's hear it. What's the email address?
No.
And this is a guy who, I knew this guy many years ago. This is a guy who many years ago was able to memorize scripts and they can't even remember. This is sad. Your email address.
It's the office of Scott Sherman.
No. Tell him, Scott.
Law office of Scott Sherman at gmail.com.
All right. I know. Getting old is a bitch. Thank you, Chuck.
I got a new email. I got to get a new email.
Nah. Well, it would be nice.
I told you what happened to the old one, right?
If you could obtain ScottSherman. You know,
I could get that. The old email was commandeered by a client of mine,
really?
And she used a fake email address at the end, and it was Yahoo instead of Gmail, and extorted like $5,000 from other clients of mine.
Oh, my goodness.
And I had the FBI involved. They said, how much is it? I said, $5,000. They go, that's not enough for us to get involved. And they go, it's enough to get me killed.
Good grief.
And so I changed it.
What is wrong with people?
Let's
go to Karen. Karen, say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, Karen.
You got three minutes. I hope we can do this. Go ahead.
All right, let me talk quick. My aunt passed away in whatever, I guess it was May, and I have several siblings, and one is a sister, and her husband is talking about getting divorced. There will be an inheritance, and to our understanding, that is not considered a marital asset.
That's right. That is not marital. What is marital is what is earned during the course of the marriage, But that is not, that kind of designation is a separate property, not part of the distribution. But I'm not going to say ever. I'm going to say how.
Yeah, 1 minute.
In other words, you can turn that into marital property by reinvesting it into something else. So be very careful when you get it not to commingle that property.
Okay. Well, yeah. And yeah, that's what my brothers and I had kind of read online. But what we're also trying to tell her is one of my brothers offered to, you know, help set it up in an account because he's afraid that she's going to get less of a settlement. You know,
talk to an estate plan. Talk to somebody that deals in these types of wills and estates and trusts. Have your friend, your cousin or your niece, your sister do that.
Yeah, my sister.
Yeah, don't let civilians do it. Let them do it. Their tax consequences. And more importantly, you don't want to make a mistake and have that turn into something that can be distributed in a divorce.
You know, Karen, we are absolutely out of time. Give her and everybody else your email. Thank you, Karen.
Law Office of Scott Sherman at gmail.com.
Law Office of Scott Sherman at gmail.com. Give up Scott Sherman, everybody.
Guys, thank you.
Thank you, Scott. Brought to you, not really, but if he had a sponsor, it would be Pistols Plus in Osage Beach, Missouri. I'll see you there maybe this weekend or next weekend. It's going to be a couple of beautiful weekends in a row. Do a little shooting. Unleash some firepower. All right. I need you also. Shoot, I had one other thing to do, but I guess I'm not going to get to do it, am I? Bellis Dental Care, are we going to, what?
We can move it down.
Oh, you know what? I did something out of order. We're okay. We're okay. But now, well, everything's okay because we have a minute and 15 seconds of traffic. No, I'm just going to introduce him. Tim Weiland, take it away. You got 1 minute and 10 seconds. Do it.
Working with an accident northbound Highway 55 north of McNutt. Now, it's right smack in between both cameras, so it's hard to get a view, but you do have backups in both directions there. On westbound Highway 40, you're running slow. Vandeventer out through McCausland. North, southbound 170 from Olive down through Highway 140. Southbound 270 is stop and go from Page. That goes all the way down through Highway 44. This traffic report brought to you by Boost Mobile. Switch to Boost and get two lines with 3 gigs of 4G LTE data per line for only $50. Plus, get up to 2 free LGX power phones. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Home isn't just a place. It's a feeling that you're safe to enjoy the things that matter most. ADT lets you take that feeling with you, whether you're at home, your business, or online. We help keep you safe with security systems, home automation, alarms, and surveillance, so you can feel at home wherever you are. Go to ADT.com to get that feeling for less than $1 a day. ADT.